We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
My friends, do you know what is possibly the most needlessly repeated phrase in the English language? Surely it must be the expression, you know. It seems that many people can hardly complete a sentence without saying, you know. They may begin with, you know, or end with, you know. Or they may inject it in the very middle of a sentence, you know. Have you observed the frequency of, you know, on TV and radio? It is very common in almost any interview. And it really does not make all that much difference about the person being interviewed. It may be a sports star, it may be someone in the movies, or a popular radio or television personality. It may be a human interest story, it may be a politician, or it may be someone who has accomplished something great. You know, some people can hardly begin or complete a sentence without, you know. This series of discussion will be punctuated with, you know, but related to the Bible. You know that you can know the truth of God's Word. You know, some people are now saying that truth cannot be known, that truth cannot be attained, that no one can be sure that he knows anything. A professor once told his class that a man would be a fool to be positive about anything. One of his alert students immediately replied, "Professor, can you be sure about that statement?" He assured the student that he was positive about it. You know, in other words, the professor was saying, "I know that you cannot know." I think the professor might have added, "I used to think I knew, but now I must confess, the more I know, I know, I know, I know, I know the less." But, you know, the Bible says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's found in John 8, verse 32. You know, or do you know? The Bible declares divine truth. You know, Jesus said, "Sanctify them in truth, thy word is truth." John 17, 17. You should know, the Bible says, "If you abide in my word, then are ye truly my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8, 31, 32. You should know that the Bible declares itself to be the truth. Remember? Are you listening? You know, "Sanctify them in truth, thy word is truth." Jesus also said, you know, "To this end have I been born, and to this end am I come into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." John 18, 37, 38. You know that in the Apostle John's first epistle, he uses the word "know" again and again. You know, you should know, that John says we can know, that we know the truth. You know, or at least you should know, that men are in error who deny that truth can be known. You know, men are wrong when they deny the saving truth of God's Word and it may be attainable. You know, or at least you should know, that men really do not know what they're talking about when they say that they cannot know anything. You know, all men should know that God has spoken. You know, all forms of infidelity deny that God has spoken to man through the Bible, His Word. You know, many people feel that man is here in this world without any kind of guide or director other than his own intelligence. You should know that the Bible teaches that God has spoken. You know, really, don't you know, that the Bible teaches that God spoke the universe into existence according to the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis 1. You know, God spoke to our first parents, as the Bible teaches in Genesis chapters 1, 2, and 3. You know, the Bible teaches that God spoke to the patriarchs, our fathers, during the first age of Bible history, and that they in turn delivered heaven's will to their families. You know, you should know, The Bible teaches that God spoke to the Israelite nation by Moses, his chosen lawgiver. And through a long and distinguished line of faithful prophets such as Samuel, Nathan, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, and a host of others, to many, many people of the world. You know, the Bible teaches in this Christian dispensation, God now speaks to us by His Son. And, you know, the Bible says in Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2, God having of old time spoken unto the fathers and the prophets by divers portions and in divers manners, hath at the end of these days spoken unto us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. You know, you should know, the Bible commands us to hear what the Son of God has to say to us. The Bible says, you know, in Matthew 17:5, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. You know, the Bible teaches in Acts 3:22-23, Moses indeed said, a prophet shall the Lord raise up unto you from among your brethren like unto me. To him shall ye hearken in all things, whatsoever he shall speak unto you. And it shall be, that the very soul that shall not hearken to that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. You know, the Bible says again in Hebrews 12:25, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not when they refuse him that warned them on earth, much more shall ye not escape who turn from him that warneth from heaven. You know, you should know, the Bible says again and again in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know, creation is true, evolution is false. You know, creation is played down in most textbooks today as being unworthy of anyone's belief. And yet, you know, evolution is taught in most of the textbooks to our children for them to read and to be disciplined according to such learning, whether it is so-called science, history, economics, or whatever. You know, the masses of men in the fields of education, psychology, sociology, science, and theology will not give Genesis chapters 1 and 2 a moment of consideration in seeking for the true source of origin, both of the universe and all forms of life therein. You know, you should know, evolution is nothing but a groundless theory that has not been proved, nor can it be proved. You know, evolution calls for us to believe in effects we can see without any adequate cause behind them to have produced them in the first place. You know, organic evolution goes against one of the best known and most widely accepted scientific laws known to the human family. Evolution, you know, contends for matter over mind, that matter produced mind instead of mind producing matter, as the Bible teaches. You know, or do you know, organic evolution must contend that a great big nothing produced a non-living something. You know, everybody should know that from nothing comes nothing, and that something always comes from something. You know that, don't you? Or do you know? You know, believers in evolution have to take the position that the non-living, such as rocks and dirt and gases and water, produce simple living organisms. But the very best known law of how everything originated and continues to originate is that everything brings forth after its own kind. You know, really, everybody knows an acorn produces an oak tree, not a pine or cedar, maple or spruce tree. You know, or do you really know, don't you, that puppies came from dogs, and that kittens came from cats, and calves came from cows, and human babies always come from human parents? You know, or don't you know, the Bible stresses the well-known principle of exact and precise reproduction time and time again in the opening chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. You know, or do you? The expression, after their own kind, or after its kind, is found some 10 times in the opening chapter of the Bible. You know, no evolutionist on earth can answer a very simple and yet very profound question, and that is, which came first, the mother or the baby? You know why they cannot answer? You must know. But if the evolutionist said that the mother came first, then he must affirm that we have a mother who never was a baby. And you know, if the evolutionist says the baby came first, he then must take the position that we have a baby without a mother to produce it. How could this be? Well, you know, the evolutionist may make fun of this question, but you should know that making fun of a question is not equating an answer to a crucial question. Begging the question is a subterfuge. You know, evolutionists have to take the position that these simple living organisms have turned themselves into enough kinds of organisms so as to ultimately produce complex man, complex woman, and complex children. You know, you should know, the very same reason why rocks, dirt, gases, water, and etc. cannot produce living organisms in the first place is the very same reason why simple living organisms cannot produce that which is very complex in its living characteristics. You know, or do you know? The Bible reveals to us the origin, how everything came into existence. You know, the opening verse of the Bible declares, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Genesis 1, verse 1. God made light on day number 1, the firmament, the expanse, on day number 2, the dry land, the bringing together of the waters into one place, and the world of plant or botany life, on day number 3, the sun, the moon, and the stars on day number 4, the fowl and marine forms of life on day number 5, and mankind on day number 6. You know, you should know, God brought all things into existence so they could function with perfection from the very beginning. God did not have to do it over a period of 1 million years or 1 billion years, as theistic evolution contends. You know, or do you? What the Bible actually says about the creation of man by God's powerful hand? You know, this is what the Bible says. Are you listening? And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over creeping things that creepeth upon the earth." And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. You know, you must know, God made man from the dust of the earth, as we learn from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and that he made woman from the rib and flesh that he took from Adam's side, as we learn in Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 23. You know, this great principle of God's creative power, the creation of man and all things in the world, is set forth uniformly within the Holy Bible. David said in Psalm 139:14, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." You know, Psalms 103 affirms with assurance that Jehovah, He is God. "It is He that hath made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Solomon, you know, in his great book of Ecclesiastes, declared that God made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Chapter 7, verse 29. You know, or do you know? The Bible says in Acts 17, 28, 29, that it is in Him, that is in God, we live and move and have our being, as certainly even your own poets have said, "For we are all His offspring." Being then the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone, graven art, or the device of man. You know, the very final book of the Bible, Revelation, declares Worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for thou didst create all things, and because of thy will they were and were created. My friends, don't you know? You should know. Evolution as a science is falsely so called. Is false, if you please. Pseudo in its nature. But you know, you must know, creation is true. You know, you are a human being, created by Almighty God in His own image, and not a creature of the slime, which is evolution's picture of your origin. You know, you are a great and glorious creature of the sublime, which is creation's picture of your origin as set forth in the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? You must know that all things originated with God, which is an omnipotent creator. What a pity man, the finite creature of God, can create his own God on creation. Some men have the audacity to say, I know that you can't know.